Get out your Bibles. Amen.
Amen.
And turn to the book of Romans.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, start with verse 1. Now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You may be seated. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Therefore now no condemnation. Amen. First one of Romans 8 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And it tells us he didn't come to condemn us. Amen. I want you to turn with me quickly to the book of John, the third chapter. Amen.
Amen.
The 17th verse. It says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. God did not come and he did not send his Son to condemn you, or he wouldn't have sent his Son. He sent his Son that we can have life. And life more abundantly.
Yes, amen.
That's the whole reason why we come here in fellowship. The Bible tells us to fail not to fellowship. To come here and to get the things that you need. And then you go home. And you continue in the things that you need. You pray. You fast.
Yes, amen.
You do those things because what? There is no condemnation in you. The problem we have, because of condemnation, which is the root of our problem, because we condemn ourselves. Jesus didn't do it. The Bible just told us that he didn't. Because of condemnation, we fear. Because condemnation is the root of the problem. Because we let that thing sprout up in us, we fear. We're all afraid that something bad is going to happen. We don't grasp hold to what Jesus said. And we fear. We're all afraid to do something great. In the Lord.
All right, now.
Nelson Mandela wrote something. He said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frighten us. Yeah. Yeah. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant?
Come on now.
Gorgeous. Talented.
Yes.
Fabulous. Uh-huh. Actually, who are you not to be?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Because of who we are. That Christ is in us.
Yes. All right.
We walk around with power.
Yes.
You hear the choir singing the songs that they're singing? Yes. They're not just here to entertain you.
That's right. That's right.
They are ministering to you through song.
Yes.
They give you the word.
Yes.
And it's telling us that we are strong, even when we are sick in our bodies.
Yes.
We are still strong. Yes. We can speak things into existence. Yes. All we have to do is walk in the faith that God has given us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
We walk in this thing.
Amen.
When people see you walking down the street, they see you and they say, it's something about you.
Yes. Amen.
You know how when a woman is pregnant, they say, there's a glow.
Yes.
There is a glow because we are impregnated with the word.
Alright,
yes.
Amen.
Yes. The word is in us.
Yes.
We walk in this word.
Yes.
We talk the word.
Amen.
That's why it's so important that you don't be doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing when you're outside of these four walls.
Amen.
You come in here Sunday morning and you act all holy and now then you get out there in the street and you want to go, what's good?
That's right.
There's nothing cool about that.
That's
it's cool when you can stand up for the word of God and that you are a child of the Most High.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
And because of fear, fear sprouts up stress.
Yes.
Like I said, we don't have to be all stressed out because of condemnation. We're not condemned. God didn't send his son for us to be condemned. He said, why are we stressing out? We stress out over money.
Yeah.
We stress out when we don't have gas in our car.
Well,
we stress out when we can't pay our life bill.
Yeah.
Why are we stressing? It's going to take care of itself. It took me years to figure that out.
Yeah.
Don't feel me, you know, I've been talking this way all my life. No. I had to have to go through this thing myself.
I know that's right.
Yes.
Preaching has to give.
So we got to stop stressing. Because you know what stress brings out? Sickness.
That's right.
We get so stressed out, we start having heart failure. We start having cancer. We start having all these different sicknesses in our body, and we're trying to figure out, why am I sick? You go to the doctor. Why am I sick, doctor? The doctor said, I don't know why you're sick. I just know that you are. Here, take this pill. And a lot of these pills, they're not trying to get you better.
That's right.
That's the truth. It's just okay. Bring yours next along and say, hey, you know, take this and make you feel better for right now. But you know, I know there's a doctor.
Hey. Oh, yes, sir.
There's a doctor who never lost a patient. When he heals you, you heal.
That's right.
He's not going to give you something that will just pass you by for right now.
That's
right. Make you feel good.
Amen.
If you want to feel good that way, you can go out on the street and the doctors out on the street, they'll give you something. So we need to stop condemning ourselves so we can stop having this fear, so we can stop being stressed out, so we can stop being sick.
Amen.
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 Amen. We fall prey to the law of sin and death.
Amen.
Amen. We fall prey to this thing. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free.
Yes.
From the law of sin and death. We are free from this thing, so why are we getting so wrapped up in it?
Yeah.
I'm back up a little bit to the 7th chapter. It says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good.
Yeah.
Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. We can find ourselves caught up in sin. Because we gotta remember, the devil don't want you to do the things that you should be doing. And not that the devil giving him any credit, the devil is making you do it. We do it, we choose to do it. We choose to follow after the flesh. We choose to do those things we see other people doing because we think they are so prosperous in what they are doing. We choose to do that. We choose to steal. We choose to hate. We choose to murder. We choose to backbite. We choose to do that thing. And we walk in here and we act like we're so holy in and thou. And when the people that we don't like turn their back, you're talking about it. It's like taking a knife and just stabbing him in the back and turning it. And then when it gets back to that person, you say, I didn't say that. Or, that's not how I said it.
Yeah.
Right. Say
your word. Say your word.
Say your word, though.
But you said it just the same. It doesn't matter how you meant it. You put it out there. And so since you put it out there,
yeah,
you have to suffer the consequences
of
what that person may do to you.
Yes.
Because everybody that comes into this church is not saved.
Yes.
If you say something to the wrong person at the wrong time, it's on and crack. There's a constant war between the spirit and the flesh.
Yes.
You will sit there and fight. I want to do Paul, you know, I love when he writes this stuff. It's like, you know, you sit there and like, wow, okay, Paul, you must have been going through what I've been going through. Isn't that something? We think that everything that we go through, we're the only one who's been through it. But this constant war, yes, I'm saved. I can't be doing this kind of stuff. But it sure looks good.
Make it plain.
I can't hit that joint today. But I love the way it makes me feel. She sure looks good. I can't touch that. What can I do to get that? Constant war. In our heads. But you know, if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, it doesn't matter what's going on the side of you. Well, Peter walked on the water. As long as Peter had his eyes on Christ, Peter walked on water. When Peter starts seeing the winds and the waves and the water and whatever was in the water and how things were just blowing, Peter started to sink.
Amen.
That's how we are. We start to sink when we take our eyes off Jesus and start looking at what everybody else is doing.
Yes.
Just because they say they're saved, that don't mean they're going to be doing what's right.
Come on now. All right.
Yeah. And who I serve, that's who I'm serving to. So if you out there into the drug scene and doing that kind of stuff, that means your little God is a marijuana joint. Or some crack cocaine. That's your God. Because you gotta have it. See, we gotta have Jesus. Because of the spirit that's in us, that belongs to him. That's connected to him. And when we're not connected with the spirit and we hold on to the flesh, the things of the flesh, that's what we want. That's what we seek after. So we, whatever servant you are servant to, that's who you're going to serve.
That's right.
That's what you're going to do. And don't blame it on the devil. The devil didn't make you do nothing. He can offer it to you. Hey, you want to do this?
Yeah.
Give you a little suggestion.
Yes.
But he can't make you do it. Amen. He can't take your life. He has no heaven or hell to put you in.
Amen.
Now he's going to hell, but he can't put you in the hell. You choose to go. Sin is bondage. So when you are out there doing your thing, you are bound to that thing.
Yes.
You are in bondage to it.
Yes.
And if you end up in jail, you double bound.
Well,
because now you got to sit and think about that stuff that you was doing, and then you got these four walls that you got to sit behind, and you can't get out. You can't. You have no freedom because you got to stay there until they let you out. You eat when they tell you to eat.
Come on down.
You can't go to the fridge and say, hey, what can I get me today? Whatever they eat in prison, I don't know, bologna sandwiches with no cheese, no mayo, no lettuce.
Come on, make it right.
Special orders. But because of sin and death, death is a separation.
Yeah.
Death is separation. When you die, let me back up a little bit. When you die to sin, you're separated from that sin, but you are connected with God.
Amen. That's right. Yeah. Yes.
When you die in sin,
make it plain.
You are separated from God. And you can't get to God until you accept Jesus Christ in your life and start following him and doing the things that he told you to do in his word. He is his word. He's going to go about his, he going to follow his word to the T.
Amen.
Because of his word. If he don't do what he said in his word, then that makes him a liar. And we know that he's not a liar. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you realize, back in the Roman days, when you murdered somebody, they would take that dead body and tie it to you. Now, as that body is decaying and stinking, you ever been, somebody been in your face, got bad breath? It's worse than that. Being around a dead body, and you walking around with this dead body tied to your body, and now all of that decay and everything start getting into your body, and it start killing you. Just because you decide to kill somebody. In other words, eventually sin will kill you. It will take you out, and it has no respect to person. I'm not going to be before y'all long, so.
Go ahead. That's all right. Preach it. Right. Preach it. Right. Send your word, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
Turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Start with the 30th verse. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?